Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Hey, good evening, Facebook family. Welcome to another episode of Post Daily Dose with me, your trusted parenting advisor, faithful guidance servant on the healing journey. What's my name? Big Papa Brian Post. So I am at an outdoors mall, guys, here in Los Angeles called Century City. And I'll just turn the camera around so everyone can kind of check it out. I'm sitting at a little patio area and getting ready to go in and watch a movie with a friend of mine. And so it's just quite an impressive little mall. It's very pretty. So I hope everyone is doing well, and prayers and thoughts to all our friends in Oklahoma and family members, that you guys stay dry. Find a freaking boat, man. And if someone says, get out of your house, get out of your house. Don't be like that Jesus joke about the dude standing on top of his roof and the boat comes by and he says, Jesus is going to save me. The plane comes by, he says, don't worry, Jesus is going to save me. And then something else comes by and he says, no, I'm good, Jesus is going to save me. And then he got drowned and he got to heaven. He said, Jesus, you know, three times, you know, why didn't you come? I had faith. Why didn't you come save me? And Jesus said, I sent the boat, I sent the plane, I sent the train, I sent the automobile. What more is there? So don't be naive to just the dangers of some of this flooding. So real quick, hey, Mimi, real quick, want to talk to you guys about change, especially when it comes to parenting. And I also want to talk to you about how to communicate to your children when you're doing something different. When you decide to do something different, let's say you're going to go full in on this post-parenting thing, this love-based model, and you've been acting a certain way towards your child, and you've probably done some things that you're not very proud about, and so you want to do something different, but you're not sure how to communicate that to them. Here's the thing. Number one, it's never too late to apologize. At any given time, you can apologize. You can say, you know, I've done the best that I knew how to do, and I'm trying to learn better, and I hope you can forgive me and give me another shot to keep trying to be the best parent I can be. So apologies go a long ways. Apologies can be transformative. And we have such a hard time with that. We have such a hard time when, as adults, as parents, you know, we mess up or we struggle and we're not able to figure things out. And a big red billboard just caught my eye. You guys see that? It's amazing. Completely distracted me. So we're not, you know, we are unable to just suck it up and apologize and have emotional, heartfelt apologies with our children. And see, the thing is, if you're struggling as a parent, I just want to say this. It could be for whatever reason your kid has their behavior challenges. Maybe they've been abused. Maybe they've been traumatized in some way. Maybe their brain's jacked up. You know, it could be a lot of reasons. But at the end of the day, the person it's going to fall on to figure that child out, the person it's going to fall on to understand that child, the person it's going to fall on to ultimately do something different is going to be you as the parent. And so that's the weight we carry as parents. We carry the weight of knowing that we've been charged with the care of these children. That God said, here's this child in your life, take them, grow them up until they are mature. And that can be very difficult for us, because a lot of times that requires us to do things different than what we've been doing them. And so change is difficult because change requires changing your paradigm. And so when you get to that first point where you can apologize, a lot of times in my work with families, that ability for a parent to apologize at an emotional level is like the first big transition point in all of the challenges the family's facing. But see, it goes up against your paradigm. Number one, you probably may not have had parents who apologized to you. And number two, you know, we can be pig-headed adults. We're more pig-headed adults than we have pig-headed children. And so you think your children are stubborn? Just look in the mirror. I mean, we can get pretty stubborn. And so just realize, and finally, you know, you get to that point that you want to do something different. It's time to do something different. Apologize and challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to grow in a way that is going to change the lives of your grandchildren. See, this work, and I say this to parents a lot, it's not just about, you know, being better parents for your kids. It's not just about helping your child stop lying or helping your child, you know, stop being aggressive or not defiant or anything, or even healing or working through their trauma. It's about a lineage and the work that you do as a parent. Your ability to apologize, your ability to radically do something different changes the lineage of your family. Because of you, your children are going to parent differently, and that is a big deal. I want you to just pat yourself on the back, give yourself a little kiss right now. Go ahead. Give yourself a little kiss of love and gratitude and honor, because you are amazing, because you are trying to do something different. And that's a very cool thing. So that's all. I'm going to go enjoy. I'm going to go watch John Wick 3. I like a little shoot 'em up. Halle Berry's in there. What's up, Halle? I want to just say I'm looking forward to seeing you on the big screen. Big Papa's in L.A. Halle, you want to get together? Just message me. We can get together, you know, have some coffee, some chocolates, slice up an apple. I can feed it to you, you know, any number of things. We can be creative. All right, guys. Remember, in any given situation, we always have two choices. We can continue to be reactive and overwhelmed and operate out of fear, or we can stop, we can slow down, we can take 3 to 10 deep breaths, and we can choose love. God bless you. Big Papa loves you, and I'll see you tomorrow.